Hi, this is Beth Joan Shaw with Spirit of Success, and welcome to First Things First, a weekly devotional for business women who desire God's guidance as we seek to honor Him with our businesses. We meet by teleconference each week on Monday mornings to hear a word from the Lord and encourage each other in prayer. You know, if you've been following along in our recent book study of Unshakable Hope by Max Licato, you read about Max's exploits when he signed up for a bike race a number of years ago. Now, if you haven't had a chance to read his book, it's okay. I'll just share it briefly because it just so beautifully illustrates our next promise from God in our study of the promises of God. You know, Max, it seems, was encouraged by his friend Pat to enter a bike race. Seemed as though Max had been riding for fun for a number of years, but his friend Pat wanted him to kind of step it up a little bit, encouraged him to try a bike race. Well, this particular bike race included a very steep hill in the midst of it. They even referred to it as Killer Diller Hill, if that gives you an idea as to the challenge that faced him. Max wrote that he was struggling to pedal up the hill, and as his thighs were on fire, and as he was gasping for air, he felt a push. As Max writes, a hand was pressing against the small of my back. I turned and looked, and it was Pat, my friend. He had already completed the race. Anticipating my utter exhaustion, he had hurried back up the hill, dismounted his bike, and scurried to give me a hand, literally. He began pushing me up the hill. The fact that he could keep up with me tells you how slowly I was pedaling. Pat said, "I told you that you would make it," he shouted. "I came to make sure that you did." You know, that extra push was just what Max needed to do what he had set out to do, but what had become very difficult. Now, I know, you know, you, like me, might not be a bike racing enthusiast, but chances are we each have had times where we have had a push from a friend. Not, you know, from externally a friend, but a friend within. That internal push that helped us take action to do something we might not ordinarily be able to do on our own or want to do on our own or feel like we could do on our own. You know, for us as Christians, that internal push, that push is from the Holy Spirit. Max writes and says it this way. The Holy Spirit promises to do the same, that push. After Jesus ascended into heaven, the Holy Spirit became the primary agent of the Trinity on earth. He will complete what was begun by the Father and the Son. Though all three expressions of the Godhead are active, the Spirit is taking the lead in this, the final age. The Holy Spirit promises to give us power, unity, supervision, and holiness. P-U-S-H. Power, unity, supervision, and holiness. Push. The Holy Spirit enters the believer upon confession of faith. And from that point forward, the Christian has access to the very power and personality of God. As the Holy Spirit has His way in the lives of believers, a transformation occurs. They begin to think the way God thinks, love the way God loves, and see the way God sees. They minister in power and pray in power and walk in power. So the Holy Spirit is the third leg of the Trinity, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And it is the Holy Spirit working in us that enables us to do more than we ever could do on our own. And we know that because we can see the results of when we're cooperating with the Holy Spirit. We call it, as believers, seeing the fruit of the Spirit. That's the result. We know when we're able to, you know, love beyond what we could love, when it's not always easy in relationships, or when it's not always easy in certain situations, and we're able to love or have joy or find peace or have patience, or extend kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control, all those fruits of the Spirit. When we can do that, not so much in situations or with people where it's easy for us, but in those situations and with those people where you normally would not respond in that way. You know, anyone can love the lovable in their lives. But when we're cooperating with the Holy Spirit, we can love even those who are difficult. We can be patient in areas where we normally would lose our mind. We can have self-control and do what we need to do and follow through beyond our own abilities that we would ever think we could or would want to. As believers, the Holy Spirit is always with us. It is up to us to stay connected and to cooperate with the Holy Spirit. It's always there. But we've got to stop trying to do everything in our own power. We've got to stop trying to wear ourselves out doing things, becoming so exhausted because we tried to do it all ourselves and didn't cooperate with that gentle nudge, with that push that the Lord was giving us. We got to stop throwing up roadblocks. Stop saying, oh, Lord, I can't. I can't do that. I can't talk to that person. I can't speak up there. I can't take action here. I'm too busy to do this. This isn't going to work. We got to stop throwing up those roadblocks. The Holy Spirit is within us. We have the power that raised Jesus from the dead, for goodness sakes. All we need to do is show up and cooperate and stop arguing. Because the Holy Spirit's there when you feel that nudge, that gentle push. You know, as I was writing this last week, I felt that nudge, that push to reach out to some people that God had placed on my heart earlier in the week, but I had not followed up with. I hadn't listened to the nudge or the push earlier. God was so gracious to come back and nudge again, push again, because God had a reason for me to reach out and connect, and I did. And boy, I found out it was needed. It was good. It was sweet. Chances are that's happened to you on more than one occasion. It has to me. Max finishes by writing this. I do not know exactly how God does this work. The sequence, the timetable, the pace are not disclosed to us. What we know is this. As Paul wrote in Philippians 2, God is working in you to help you want to do and be able to do what pleases him. The same hand that pushed the rock from the tomb can shove away your doubt. The same power that stirred the still heart of Christ can stir your flagging faith. The same strength that put Satan on his heels can and will defeat Satan in your life. Make it your aim to sense, see, and hear the Spirit of God. Would you use a two-legged tripod, a two-wheeled tricycle, a two-sided prism? Of course not. So avail yourself of all God has to offer. Fix your heart on this promise from Acts 1:8. You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you. That's a promise. That's a promise. Through the power of the Holy Spirit, because we are believers, we have the same power that raised Jesus from the dead. So let's heed the push that we feel in our hearts today. Do what he's asking you to do. You may say, I can't. You're right. You can't. But God can. Through the power of the Holy Spirit. Well, thank you for listening, and I pray that you received a message from God today that will encourage you and equip you to do your work as unto the Lord. And if you'd like to participate in our weekly live First Things First Tele-Bible Study Time, just email me, Beth, at spiritofsuccess.com. Thank you, and God bless.